Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, shalom, 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 saints of the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. Hey, saints, bless you all this day, and greetings to you all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah. Those of you who are called to be saints, grace and peace to you all. Hallelujah. From our Father, Yahweh, who is Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you all, saints. This is Elder Donnie here this evening on this edition of the Brothers segment on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Saint, let me know how I'm coming in your area. Let me know if you can hear me and how's the sound quality. Glory to the King. I'll wait just a second here so I get a sound check. Sound check. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, I got 10 of 10. Brother Steve, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, good, good. Got 10s coming in. Glory to the King. Pray that it stay that way. So we can get going with the show. But hey, saints, greetings to you all. I mean, it's always a pleasure. It's always an honor to be here before you, to be here in fellowship with the saints. Glory to the King. I'm sure you all are encouraged and restored and refreshed after a beautiful Sabbath message that we had by our beloved shepherd. And it's just a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout out and give honor where honor is due. Thank the Most High Yah first and foremost. Hallelujah. None of us would be here if it were not for him and his grace and for Yahshua. Hallelujah. For the sacrifice that was made for us. All of Israel. Hallelujah. The deliverer. Glory to the King. Also to Pastor Corey Phillips. Also to all of the elders out there. All of the teacher Eric, teacher Shane, all of the deacons, hallelujah, and all my brothers and sisters out there, bless you all. Glory, glory, glory. It is an honor, it is a privilege to know you all on this side of glory, hallelujah. And each week I meet new saints as they come, and just, you know, just to, it's just a beautiful thing how the work of Yah, and now he's you know, he's bringing his people out. You know, I mean, he's drawing them to him, and it's a wonderful thing. So, with that said, I'm just I'm grateful. I really, truly am. I've been hearing reports from various brethren and how they were blessed by the message on yesterday, and how, you know, it really impacted their lives. You know, we all deal with some of the similar issues and things like that. And the good thing about it is, as I was talking to Shepherd yesterday after the message, I was telling the man that you know, the word went forth and it didn't leave no room for anyone to pretty much hide or to escape it. And he basically was telling me that, you know, the Most High knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and he's just getting us prepared again to go into spiritual warfare. And that indeed we are. And you can even see the videos he's been putting out, just encouraging us, you know, about deliverance and how is it that, you know, when they came into the way, how they sought after deliverance so much and was getting deliverance on a weekly basis and sometimes a daily basis. But here we are, we come into this thing, and we don't need to get deliverance. You know, we read about it in the Gospels. We read about how Yeshua, you know, cast out the devils and how he even commanded us, even at the end of this time, to do so. You know what I mean? We should be casting out that. We should be doing these things. But yet it's not a priority. It's not at the top of our list of things to do. All right? But I'm finding that that's the one thing that can get us, like Pastor mentioned yesterday, so that we can see clear, so our thoughts can be clear. You know what I mean? And so we can think and act properly. Hallelujah. But this ministry is all about making righteous men. Hallelujah. So that we can reign in the kingdom. Hallelujah. As Pastor mentioned on yesterday. So it will behoove us to take advantage of this opportunity that we have. Glory to the King. And I tell you, you know, the way you feel from being set free, when you get deliverance, when you get, you know, that load off of you, you get set free from that bondage and those bands and that heavy burden and that heavy load. It's incredible. It truly is incredible. I tell you what, we got to get rid of that pride, especially as brothers, men in Israel. Let our pride aside. Let aside all of the different things that hinder us. You know, even our own selves from getting free, from being transparent with the Most High, from humbling ourselves. You know, crying out to the Father. You know, just being real, getting deep down into the deep crevices of that heart, truth in the inward parts. You know, we got to be real, real with self. Because at the end of the day, you know, none of us know when our last day will be. You know, we don't know. We saying we're getting prepared for the coming of the King, but we don't know when our last breath will be. That'll be the day for us when we meet him. You know, that's it for us. Our testimony is sealed. That's it. No going back from there. So we got to live each day as if it was our last, you know, taking advantage of it, the time that we have and the resources that we have here. You know, we were told as elders to always encourage the saints, the people, to always give thanks. You know, always. You know, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that, you know, the Most High, you know, he thought enough of me. You know, thought enough of little old me. You know, to save me, to give me another opportunity, another chance at this life. I encourage my children when they wake up in the morning to give thanks. Man, the first thing when you get up, you give thanks. You know what I mean? You hit the floor, even though they're young, but I still encourage them. Yeah, you did what you're supposed to do today. Always give thanks. But I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that Yeshua came to preach the gospel to the poor. So glad that he healed the brokenhearted. I'm so thankful that he was sent to preach deliverance to the captives, and that he restored sight to the blind, and also that he took away the sins of us all through the offering of his body once and for all. I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah. Thanks. I don't know if y'all are thankful, but yeah, it's good. Hallelujah. And his mercy, it endureth forever. Another thing I'm thankful for is that I know for sure that the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me into all truth. I know this for sure. The things that, you know, we deal with and go through, he's right there. He's always on time to encourage. He's always on time to lead us, to instruct us, to guide us. You know what I mean? So I'm just so thankful, Saint. And I know this because countless of times, you know, the Father has showed up and he said that he'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. I know this for a fact, and I'm confident in this. Glory to the King, and I'm excited going forward to see even more what the Father has for us as his people, and the revelations and things that he would open up for us and show us and teach us going forward, only to make us more holy, more righteous, more set apart in this wicked generation. Hallelujah. So we have a lot, saints, a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. Glory to the King. I'm going to get started real quick here, and it's going to be a brief word tonight, just short and sweet. I mean, you had a big entree on yesterday to keep you going for some time now. I talked to one brother. He's like, man, I'm going to just keep going, keep listening to that message over and over and over and over again. It's just implementing those things, the nuggets and all of the jewels from that. But hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah. I'd like to start off with Psalms 19. I'll start off Psalm 19, 7 through 11. It says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. So we give thanks to Yah for his laws. Hallelujah. For his instructions for our life. Hallelujah. That he didn't leave us. Hallelujah. That he didn't leave us stranded out there, just lost. Hallelujah. Without any direction. Glory to the King. We need to embrace that. Hallelujah. His law all the time. All the time, because we have a choice. We have a choice whether to obey or to disobey. Hallelujah! And each and every day we have the opportunity to serve Yah, or not. Glory to the King. But real simple here, and real short. I'm gonna just talk a little bit about repentance, true repentance, and you know, it's something when you know you are. When it's revealed to you the error of your way or the way in which you've been transgressing against the Most High, and how when you finally your eyes are opened and you're enlightened and you see who you really truly are and who you've become and the way in which you've been walking in, which is contrary to the word of Yah and the will of Yah, it could be a very I don't want to say scary, but it's really a sobering time, you know, because you realize, man, I've fallen short, you know, I messed up, I can't believe, you know, I've operated in this way, and the shame that comes with it, and you know, the just the reality of it, it can be quite the deal, hallelujah, but. It's only through the goodness of Yah, hallelujah, that leads us to repent. So when we look at that word repent, what I did was I looked it up in, this was like, what is this? Like an Assyrian, I think, dictionary. And it says mourning. And it says penitence, feeling sorrow and regret for having done wrong. Regret, repentance, contrition, remorse, to repent, to rue, to be sorry. Also, it says to turn, to circle, to revolve, to rotate, to orbit, to come back, to convert, to repent, turning, converting, and conversion, repenting. So I remember Pastor mentioned it quite a few times on yesterday during the message about repentance, all right, how important it is, just even in deliverance, just, you know, being set free, just getting yourself right with the Most High. It's about repenting. It's about humbling, you know, humbling yourself. And as Pastor mentioned yesterday, it's about just crying out, you know, just crying, not being afraid to, not worrying about, just letting it all out. And a little bit here, just a few minutes, we'll take a look at the King David. Just the other night, I was headed off to bed, and I picked up the book just to read the Psalms. And I went to Psalm 51 and just reading over that. And just earlier that day, I was as I was driving, as I was working, I was, you know, just listening to my audio Bible, and I was going over the account in 2 Samuel where, you know, David, he took Bathsheba, Uriah the Hittite's wife. And I was just listening to it and meditating on it. And then just so happened, I ended up in Psalms 51, you know, at the end of the night. And I was working on something else for this blog talk, but I just couldn't ignore it, you know, just the whole deal of repentance. And it's quite the deal. It's serious. You know, we that's why the Holy Spirit is so important, saints, because if it were not for the Holy Spirit to show us these things and reveal certain things to us, we would be lost. We'd definitely be lost because we'd be just operating, you know, under our own might, under our own intellect and our own abilities. And, you know, we as human beings can be puffed up real easy, you know, and we can give ourselves a pass, and we are truly blinded, you know, to who we are and our capabilities, you know, once left alone or if we go out we get too far away from Yah. You know, we can really, really stray. Or we could just be blinded, as I said. But we need the Holy Spirit to remind us. We need Him to show us. You know what I mean? And that's why it's so pivotal in this day and hour, that to be filled with the Ruach. And that's why I mentioned what I did earlier, and I was saying about the different things that I was grateful for and thankful for. And when I realized that the Holy Spirit is doing all of these things, and I'm confident and I know that He's leading me. Hallelujah. But we definitely need help in this walk. So it would really behoove you, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that you do so. Glory to the King. Let's see where we at here. I'm gonna read a few things here. Couple notes that I jotted down, but it should be good to go here. So repentance, right? It's to bring into man's mind and conscience that you have transgressed and opposed the Holy One of Israel. You need to repent and change completely and be converted from the way you are living. You need to discard all of the trash and get the real true life of Christ within you. Repentance is all about turning from your former state. And then walking in the newness of life. As I mentioned earlier, saints, this ministry is all about preparing righteous men so that we can rule in the kingdom. Repentance is not about confessing a fault and then going back and repeating the same sin over and over again. See, that's where we fall short. We fool ourselves. We deceive our own selves. All right? Because Yah is not mocked. Right? He's not mocked. So whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. All right? And once we know to do right, and we just continue to do wrong, then, I mean, there's no more sacrifice for sin. I mean, it's been made plain and clear to us. All right, Yah is not playing with none of us. There's a just recompense of reward for such actions and such things. But, you know, as I said earlier, it's the goodness of Yah that leaded us to repent. Hallelujah. So the Most High will show you something about yourself, where He reveals it to you, just take it. You know, deal with it. Humble yourself enough so that you can change and go through the proper and necessary steps, hallelujah, to get things right with the Most High. As I heard Shepherd say, true repentance, it is heart-wrenching and it is gut-wrenching. And it literally rips your inside out when you see yourself for who you really truly are. And that's the truth. I don't know if many of you have, I'm sure some of you have experienced this. It's not a fun place to be whatsoever at all. It's a lot that comes with it, a lot of shame, a lot of remorse, you know, just a lot of, it's like disappointing. Like I let the Father down, I messed up so bad, and I can't believe, you know, I did this, or I've been walking in this way. I've become this person. And hallelujah. So it definitely is can get your attention. I know Shepherd refers to a train wreck. Have you ever been in a train wreck, a collision, something that was so catastrophic that kind of woke you up, that got your senses up, or even, you know, a train wreck, many times you may not wake up, but just in the analogy of that event, it's something serious, hallelujah, to get your attention, to get you awakened. Glory to the King. But I'm going to look at 2 Corinthians here. 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. So it says, for godly sorrow, it worketh repentance for salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world, it worketh death. Hallelujah. So that's what we want. We want that godly sorrow. You know, not just being sad and miserable without any hope. No, we're looking for that godly sorrow, right? That's what's going to work repentance in us. Hallelujah. You know, because we do something wrong and we want to get patted on the back, and then just enough to go back and do the same thing over and over again, not really learning from it, not really having that true sincerity of heart, hallelujah, to want to change. You got to remember also that Yah chastens us. And when you are chastened, that's a good thing. Hallelujah. We need to start viewing it as such a good thing and not shying away from it. Job 5:17, and it says, behold, happy is the man whom Yah corrected. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Glory to the King. You know, that, you know, reading that, I mean, how many of us really, like, honestly, are happy, you know, when we're chastened? it's not a fun place to be in. But if we can just look at it, just look at the end result, hallelujah, it's just making us better people. Glory to the King. Correction is a good thing, believe it or not. And so it says, behold, happy is the man whom Yah corrected. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So you need to be worried. If there's no chastening of Yah, I'd be more worried about that than the actual correction. Hallelujah. And that's just for real. Glory to the King. You know, a righteous man falls 7 times, but you know what? You got to get back up. And I remember, you know, I don't want to digress. I'm going to go to the next one. Here's in Hebrews 12:7-8. It says, if you endure chastening, Yah dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Ask yourself that question. What son is he whom the father chasteneth not? I'll tell you what, that's one that the father's not dealing with. The father doesn't love you. The father ain't, you ain't his, straight up. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12:11, it says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hallelujah. So it's only a beautiful thing if you learn from your mistakes, if you learn from your failure, your faults, your mistakes, your transgressions, hallelujah, and you show forth fruit, hallelujah. It says here, the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Glory to the King. Matthew 3:8, and it says, bring forth, therefore, fruit meet for repentance. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at, real quick, let's look at Second Samuel 12, and I'm gonna start at verse 1. To the king. Like I told you, same thing. It'll be too much long. Just a brief, quick word here, and that's it. And we'll be all right. Second Samuel 12. We'll start at verse 1. Glory to the king. Glory to the king. And so I'm sure many of you remember the account with King David and Bathsheba. Where he took Bathsheba, she was actually Uriah the Hittite. She was his wife, and David went anyways and went in unto her, and she actually conceived, had a child. Mosiah killed the child, but this was an awakening moment right here for the king. You know what I mean? Like when we read these accounts and we see. These things are put in here for a reason. You know, it's not for us to look at them and think, you know, we're above what is written, or that, you know, because we can see this, you know, in hindsight, that, oh man, that's just horrible and just terrible. But you got to really look deep into it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all do things, you know, that we are not proud of, or have done things that we weren't proud of. We make mistakes. We fall short, especially if we walk too much in the flesh. You know what I mean? We fall short easily. It's easy to do, but whatever reason or another, you know, the king found himself in this situation. And it had to be brought to his attention. You know what I mean? Like how severe this thing was. You know, this also shows, too, that especially men in Israel, we can't, you know, I know, you know, the word tells us not to commit adultery, you know, and we look at, we like to exclude the world as far as certain things and sins and things. So we're like, oh, the hell with them. But you know how important covenants are to the Most High. You know, even though this man wasn't of our nation, but still it was still serious to the Most High. You know, even in war, when we go to war against other nations, we have laws on how to govern that. When the spoil of war, and when the women are left behind, what to do with them, all right? But when we look at this this situation, we see how the Most High dealt with it. But also, just see how the king, how he, in Psalms, we'll see, you know, his contrition, you know, his heart, the repentance of his heart, how he reveals it and shows us how we need to be before the Most High. Hallelujah. So in 2 Samuel chapter 12, starting in verse 1, and it says, Yahweh sent Nathan unto David, the prophet, Nathan I'm talking about, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him, and with his children it did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as Yahweh liveth, the man that had done this thing surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Verse 7 says, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus said Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul, and I gave you the master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not been, and if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto you such and such things. And verse 9 says, wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. So we see in this case here, King David, he was completely, totally blinded, all right? Totally blinded to what he had done. But it took for the prophet to, it took for Nathan to come and to give him this scenario almost, and to get him to see. But King David was just wrong. Like, who would do such a thing? Like, you know, not even considering what he had done. It was totally out of his mind. But then the Most High had to show him, had to open his eyes and show him, see, look what you did. This is you I'm talking about. This is you, what you've done. And you know what? I had a situation that happened with me that I was dealing with. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I had an elder come, and it was kind of similar. It really wasn't. And the elder was talking to me about it. And he came out of the dining hall, if you ever been a straightway. And actually, during that same time, I was looking for him, and he was looking for me. And we found each other. We saw each other. He was like, "You, I need to talk to you." I was like, "Well, okay." And I could tell something was going on. Like, I could just look in his eyes. I was like, "Shit, what was going on?" He began to tell me a story, and I was thinking, oh, shoot, he's talking about himself. And then he began to say certain things that applied to me, and I was like, wait, hold up, are you talking to me? He's like, yeah, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. And he began, I was like, oh, snap. And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like my whole world was just rocked right then and there. And I realized I fell to the ground on my knees. So sorry. So, you know, I was just out of it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, you know what I mean? So blinded to self. But I thank Yah, hallelujah. Thank Yah for his mercy. Thank Yah for his grace. Glory to the King. That he even brought that to my attention, that he even showed me so that I can repent, so that I can get this thing right? And so that I can, you know, have the opportunity to walk in the newness of life. And I had a chance, though. I could have humbled myself, or I could have been arrogant. I could have been prideful. You know what I mean? I could have been upset and not like what he was saying to me. You know what I mean? But that wouldn't have got me nowhere. You know, so I was faced in that moment, right then and there, with what I was going to do. But going back to the king here, going back to this account, as I was saying, the king, you know, he was just blinded by it. But Most High had to really show him, just as the Most High has to show all of us, you know, our faults and show us. And that's what I was saying earlier about the Holy Spirit. That's what the thing that leads us and the thing that guides us into all truth, to show us, you know what I mean, to enlighten us, to show us, not only reveal things unto us, but also to show us the errors of our way. Glory to the King. And a lot of times, you know, we hear this preaching that goes forth Shabbat after Shabbat. It is gut wrenching, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm sitting in the service and I'm just like, just cringing and just like, man, I guess that's what it's like for that sword to go through, you know, and to that double edged sword, because it don't spare whatsoever. But that's a good thing, saints. That's a good thing, and that's a good sign, you know, that we are still in the way. Hallelujah. And that the Father is still dealing with us. To the King. So we need not to despise that or to run away from that. Lord to the King. I hope it's making sense, thanks. I'm going to go to, let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go to Psalms from here. Go to the King. Go to Psalms. Because the King, you know, we learn a lot. I'm talking about, you know, from somebody that makes so many mistakes, we learn so much from him in this especially the King, King David here. You know, I think about my beloved brother, elder, friend of the Rufus. You know, he made the comment before that I'm the most rebuked elder, that he was the most rebuked elder at one period in time. Yeah, he would say that openly. And also, through talking to him, he said, you know what? I want my sins and I want my faults and my shortcomings. I want all of that to be known. I want it to be put out in the open in front of all of Israel. And he mentioned, he said, I don't even care if it makes me ashamed or, you know, anything like that. But as long as it's out there, you know what I mean? I need to change. I need to get right. I need to get better. You know, and you think about that, though. This is a man saying this, right? Men normally are prideful. Men don't want to be put out in the open and, you know, ashamed for the things that they've done openly in front of everybody. But you gotta respect that and you gotta honor that, because this is a righteous man who's saying these things, and that's a righteous heart, a righteous mind, a person that wants to get right. First and foremost is acknowledging, okay, I know I have issues, all right, but put it out. I want it to be out there. I want it to be out there so that all can see it, so that I can see it, so that I can feel the shame of it, and that it'll cause me to want to change and to want to do better and to force me not to go down the same path again. You know, that's righteous, man. That is true righteousness, and having a heart, you know, of righteousness. I mean, that's searching the range, the depths, and getting down into the inward parts. You know what I mean? Like really wanting it to get right. And that's just real. And I think we all need to be sincere like that and be real like that with ourselves. You know, what I'm learning more and more about this walk is, man, if we're going to get any type of deliverance, especially us men, if we want to grow in this walk, if we want to become better, we're going to have to really humble ourselves and put pride aside and put any type of reputation you may think you have, any ego, any accomplishments you've made, any of that stuff, all that stuff is going to have to be put to the side, man. You're going to have to weep. You're going to have to holler. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to cry. You're going to have to put on sackcloth and ashes. You're going to have to do these things, and even if you have to do it openly. You know, Shepherd talks to us about his experience when, you know, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and how he repented, and he didn't even care. You know, he didn't even care who was around, who was listening to him confess all his sins before the Father. That's how much he wanted to be right. That's how much, you know what I mean, he was just yearning and seeking after the Father. And the Father blessed him. The Father blessed him with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with fire. And it was evident. And people around saw this was genuine. This is real. But for the sake of saving face, how many of us would rather just keep it in and hold in, you know, our weeping and our crying and our sincere, you know, sincerity of our heart, and to put that all out before the Most High? You know what I mean? Some of you probably can't even do it in secret. You got these thoughts in your mind telling you, oh, I don't know, somebody might hear, somebody might. Nah, man, forget all of that. You know what I mean? Just get real, get transparent, get naked before the Father. Hallelujah. Because this is time, high time for us to awake, saints, to awake out of sleep. You know, we got to do it. You know, we want to always preach repentance. You know, we come into this faith, we come into this walk, and we've, you know, Yah was gracious enough to open up our eyes to let us see, you know, who we were and to draw us out of that darkness and into his marvelous light, his marvelous light. And we get so puffed up and we get so arrogant, you know, when we see, you know, our family members or coworkers or whomever, people out in the world that we knew, we see them in the same sin that we were in. We got a little cleaned up. We got a little brushed off. We will walk all arrogantly and we want to preach repentance unto them. But what about that same repentance that you're preaching? Are you following that? Are you taking heed to that? Repent. for the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of heaven, it's at hand. Are you yourself walking in that manner? Are you so prideful? Are you so puffed up because you learned a verse or two? You know? Or you learn when the feast are. When you know now when the Sabbath is. So what? Is that repent for them and not for you? No, you repent. No, you awake out of sleep. No, you pray, lest you fall into temptation. Glory to the King. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right, here we are, Psalms 51. It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. And listen to the king, listen to his heart cry out. Have mercy upon me, O Yah, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. So right off that, he's calling for mercy. He's calling for help, me, Father. Look, I need you to have mercy upon me, like some serious mercy. Like for real, like, you know, according to your loving kindness. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. So he's acknowledging, look, you know, Father, I made a mistake. You know, I've sinned against you, and I did this thing. That thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin, and did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. So see, David already had a knowledge, and he knew that the Father could do these things. He knew that, right? But he also knew that, you know, he himself had to just be real and put it all out there. He had to go to the Father with a humble heart, acknowledging the Father for who he is, and also acknowledging his sins, acknowledging his wrong. Verse 9, it says, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Yah, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And I'm going to stop right there, verse 11, right? That's a fearful thing right there. That's a fearful thought. That's a fearful place to be in, that the Father withdraws himself from you. All right? And you'll fall away from him. He no longer has his spirit. And that spirit is so important because it leads you, it guides you. It lets you know that you're still in the way. But if that is gone from you, if you're gone from the presence of Yah, and you're just out there on your own, your eyes, I mean, that is a fearful place to be. Hallelujah. And we all should have this kind of fear. You know, we should have this same desire that the Father don't depart from us like this. Verse 12 says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore, that's key. Restore, we need the Father to restore us in time of trouble. We need the Father to restore us in the time, you know, in this particular instance, in hardship, and when we realize, you know, the fault, our faults, and what we've become, we need him to restore us. Hallelujah. And verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Yah, thou Yah of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud for thy righteousness. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of Yah are a broken spirit. It is saints, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Yahweh, thou will not despise. He won't do it, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thine altar. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. We have a great deal that we can learn from the King. Hallelujah. How to humble ourselves before the Most High and how to pray unto him. Hallelujah. And to how to just approach it. Hallelujah. Knowing that we've fallen short. Hallelujah. But there is hope. Hallelujah. And there is redemption for us, saints of the Most High. Hey, saints, I'm going to go ahead and take a ministry break real quick and be right back. Glory to the King.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, thank you, Most High Yah. Bless you all. Once again, Elder Donnie here on this edition of the Brother's Segment.
on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. George the King, and thank you all who are joining me this evening, fellowship, just briefly here this evening, and just talking a little bit about repentance. You know, repentance is necessary for us in this walk. I mean, truly, it's not something that we can do. Just say a few words and then go off on our own, and then
go right back to do the same thing over and over and over again, not wanting to change. You know what I mean? Just going through the motions. The Most High, He is. The Most High is not mocked. Hallelujah. So let us keep that in mind, saints, as we go forward. Let us go on to perfection. Let us do the things that we need to do to get ourselves right, to get clean, to get washed, to get purified in this walk. Glory to the King. So let us always remember to Yeshua the sacrifice that He made. Hallelujah. By taking away our sins. And because of that, through that offering of His body, once, it's able to cleanse us all. Glory to the King. And that's pretty much it, saints. I want you all to be encouraged as we go forward. Make sure you revisit Sabbath's message, hallelujah, on rejection, all right? There's no temptation except that which is common to man. I mean, we all deal with issues. We all deal with some of the same things, all right? And we just thank the Father for blessing us with the keys to the kingdom, hallelujah, freeing us, loosening us from the bondage, the bands, and all of the wickedness of the house of time, so that we can see Him clearer, so that we can worship Him and serve Him in a greater capacity. Glory to the King. So thank our shepherd, bless him, pray for him as he travel, as he do the work. A lot of us don't realize the sacrifices that he has to make. It's convenient for us to just click on our computer monitors, or our big, huge screen televisions, and just, or either pull up a Shabbat service and just listen to a message. But, you know, we don't really consider the amount of sacrifice, the amount of, you know, due diligence and that our shepherd has to put in. You know, one man running his ministry, of course, the Most High gives him strength, but he always tells us, pray for him. You know what I mean? Lift him up. How important his prayers are, our prayers are for him as he do the work. Not only that, but our support of the ministry and our encouragement, our letters, and all of those things, they help. So just be in prayer, saints, as the man of Yah travel to and fro as he get the work done. And you know, just be considerate. Hallelujah. That's all I have this evening. Thanks to the Most High, Elder Donnie here. I'm signing off. Just want you all to be encouraged more than anything, knowing that there is hope. And if we fall short, hey, we got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. We just need to make ourselves available, do the things that we need to do, repent, get things right, and then walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Don't continue to repeat the same thing over and over and over again. Hallelujah. But learn from our mistakes. Learn from the past and grow and go on to perfection. Hallelujah. Thanks, y'all. Be encouraged. Love you all. And be at peace. Hallelujah. Bless you, saints.